You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
You can send us old-fashioned email if you want. If you just go to mix100.com, mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top of the page, and you can write to us that way. Or go on to the Facebook and just send us a message. Just search for Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, and you'll find us. This is from Cami, C-A-M-I. Cami goes, hey, boys, I've been dating a guy, and since we don't know his name, I just took the liberty of coming up with a name for him.
All right.
We'll just call him Brad.
All right. Got a B-Rad going.
Check out the big brain on Brad. I've been dating a guy, we'll call Brad, for 4 years, but we're probably a victim of the pandemic, just sort of drifted apart. Last week, we made the decision to end it and go our separate ways, still being friends. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Very nice. Very mature of them.
Ah, but listen to this.
Oh, wait, there's more.
But he threw something out there that I'm not sure about and thought I'd ask you and your listeners if this is normal. He says we should go on a breakup trip. Find an Airbnb somewhere and just get away for a long weekend to celebrate our 4 years in a relationship. At first, I said that was kind of ridiculous. But now that I've had time to think about it, I'm wondering if other people have done this. Have you ever heard of a breakup trip? Thanks. Love your show with 3 exclamation points.
Oh, Cami.
This is from Cami.
Cami Cam. Cami Cam, sounds like your boy Brad, B-Rad, wants a vacation where he only has to pay for half of it.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. That's what it smacks of to me. And he's kind of couching it as a celebration of
it's not
life.
It's not what goes through my head right away.
What are
you
thinking?
The first thing that goes through my mind is ulterior motive, which is, yes, we've drifted apart. So I'm going to suggest we go on a, quote, breakup trip.
Okay.
And I think in the back of his mind, he could be thinking, this will rekindle that flame.
Oh, kind of reignite the candle there. Okay.
And let me just say, they are splitting up as friends. So who's to say that he's not right? And I don't know that that's his play. He might just be thinking, hey, you know, we've had a good 4 years. Let's just go have fun.
Yeah.
Could be totally innocent. It could be not him trying to get half a free vacation. It could be him not trying to rekindle anything. It could just be right on the surface what he says. Just to celebrate, we'll go have fun, blah, blah, blah.
I think it might be also option 3 where he's going, oh, my God, I'm getting out of a 4-year relationship where I've basically been able to make sweet, sweet love whenever I want. And this is maybe a last-ditch effort to get a little loving before he moves on. Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, I think people do that anyway. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Sure, like one last romp, but this could be like a whole last week of romping before he moves on, you know, and now he's couching it as a vacation.
But they could do that without leaving town.
Yeah, but there's something about going to a tropical destination maybe that makes it sound a little better, maybe a little easier for that to happen. I don't know. Just thinking out loud, because Brad sounds like a big pervert to me.
No, see, I don't see anything wrong with this, and I will tell you, I mean, here's our phone number. We need calls on this right away. Do they go or do they not go on a breakup trip?
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649.
I mean, to your argument, they can still just be friends then and go out and, I mean, if you could, I guess, and go grab a drink or something at Applebee's. I mean, why do they have to get in a plane and go on a vacation to celebrate the last 4 years,
somewhere.
You know?
It could be a road trip.
It seems a bit
much. Let's take pandemic out of this for just a moment. Let's imagine that this takes place a year ago. Would it still be a good idea or not?
Right.
I won't tell you. Personal experience, I have been on trips that ended up being breakup trips.
But it happened. But you knew when you went on the trip that it wasn't going to last afterwards. It didn't.
Correct.
You didn't break up and then go on the trip. You were already on the trip.
Correct.
And you're like, this is not going to.
This will be the
This will be
trip.
The end.
Yeah.
Huh. That's awkward.
Well, huh. I mean, I can say this. Both of these were many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago. But I can say that I had a great time on
sure,
the trip.
Yeah, live it up.
Everybody did.
How many people were you with?
What?
How many people were you with?
I said it happened more than once.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It happened twice. And both times, I think,
what'd
each
you do?
Time.
What did you do? Was it
what
you?
What are you talking about?
Was it you? It
no.
happened twice. Common
no.
denominator is Dom Tisla.
Well, I am not the first person to break up, my friend. But we're talking about this note we got from listener Cammy. She says she's been dating, well, we're calling him Brad. She's been dating this guy for 4 years. They're breaking up amicably, right? They're going to continue to be friends.
We're still friends.
But Brad says, you know what? After 4 years, we should go on a breakup trip.
We need to get away together.
She says, what is that? And he says, just find an Airbnb somewhere. Go spend a long weekend to kind of celebrate their 4 years in the relationship. Cammy says at first she thought, that's ridiculous. But now the more she thinks about it, she's like,
trip. Debbie wrote in on Facebook. She's on Team Jerbear here. She says, it is all about the romp. Don't do it unless he's paying for all of it. Then have a headache.
Oh, that's... Why do people got to be that way?
Like
just
what?
Don't go then.
I mean, well, if he's paying for all of it, then it's a free trip.
Whatever.
He don't could be just going to make sweet, sweet love.
Don't be that low. I don't think that way of either of them, that she would go for it just for a free trip. And I don't think he's doing it. After 4 years, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, he would probably be more interested in taking somebody else on a getaway.
I guess we don't know. Get Brad on the phone.
Here's Jen on the phone. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So what do you think? Should they go or not?
I think they should go. I'm in a similar situation, and we're getting a divorce, and we have kids, and I think it'd be a really good way to kind of set off the next chapter in a good direction, you know, as long as the trip goes well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good way to stay friends and just, you know, remember what you had and the good times you had.
I think it would be tough for it not to go well, and I'll tell you why, because there's really no pressure. If you've both already made a decision, then you are pretty much just going just to have fun, you know?
But something could be said or set you off, and then what if you do start an argument? Then you're, like, stuck together for a week.
Yeah, but that could happen
arguing.
While you're married. I mean, you could go somewhere and have an argument.
Well, obviously
and be
it has.
Together.
That's why you're breaking up. So why transfer it, you know, overseas or something?
I personally love the idea. And, Jen, you're on board. I'm going to put your vote down as a go.
Yes.
Thank you for being on
luck.
The show. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate and good luck to you and your next chapter. Here comes Tony. Hey, Tony. Hey,
it's Tony. Hey.
What do you think?
I think that's the greatest idea ever. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that have fun. You know, they've been together for 4 years. There's an old song by Ray Price, For the Good Times. I don't know if you guys remember
I've
that
heard
if
it.
You're old enough.
I've heard it.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the way it was. You know, let's do it. Let's have some fun while we can and then see you later. Have a good time.
There's something about it that, to me, Tony, smacks of being very mature on both parts. Like both
exactly.
people, it's a very mature thing for both people to say, hey, we might be going our separate ways, but we've had 4 good years. Let's go out, not with a bang, but you know what I mean. Let's go out
have a good time.
And have a great time to, you know, put the, because how many relationships end on a sour note? And here you've got a chance for a relationship to end on the ultimate positive note, a fun little getaway.
Well, I mean, they've already been together for 4 years. They've had highs and lows. So like you said, let's go out and if it rekindles something, great. If not, we're going to go out and say we had a great time, you know, and gosh, what, you know, I mean, they're friends. I would hope that she says it's amicable and they could go out and, you know, why not party with people that you know? And if you have a little squabble, you know, at least you can still go out and have a good time.
Right,
know,
right.
Time. Hey, listen, there's That's still good, a couch man. At the Airbnb, you know.
Right.
There's still a couch.
You know,
Tony, we appreciate you.
Kind of thing, right?
We appreciate you being on the show. Have a great Monday.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, thank you. All right, guys.
Appreciate it. We're going to squeeze in one more, Jer. It's Meredith. Hi, Meredith. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're
good.
Really good. If you can tell me what your thought is on this breakup trip.
I definitely agree with you, Dom, that they should go. I mean, I know you said pandemic aside, but I feel like if they want to stay friends, this is the best way to be like, let's make this not awkward in the future. You're in my social bubble already. Let's just take a trip together that we know is going to be relatively safe and actually try to work on that friendship.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It sounds mature to me.
Yes, definitely.
Hmm. All right, there they go.
I'm glad you called us, Meredith. Have a fun day, okay?
Yes, first time caller.
Oh, thank you.
You take care, be safe, and thanks for your thoughts on that. Would you even consider a breakup trip with Nicole?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, you
just
don't go on
desperate.
Trips anyway that
sure
often.
Sure we do. No, it just seems a little desperate to me. So, not for me. Sorry. Sorry, DT.
Not going to do it, huh?
I won't be the mature one. Still trying to figure out who Ray Price is, honestly.